Improving the Jamaican justice system is high on the government's agenda. Several reforms have already been introduced in specific areas, and other initiatives are underway. Director of the Justice Reform Implementation Unit in the Ministry of Justice, Althea McBean, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss some of the measures being undertaken in this regard. Here are excerpts of that interview.
The Ministry of Justice has embarked on a comprehensive campaign to modernize and reform the justice system for quite a few years now. And one of the steps currently is to implement a statistics case management system which will adequately quantify the number of cases that are in backlog, which are basically in the system over a certain accepted number of years.
So we don't know actually.
Well, we have some figures. However, a sustained project has been in stream since July of this year to quantify or to log the cases on an ongoing basis as they come into the system and track them throughout the proceedings. So we'll know the disposal rate, the current number of cases at any given time in any court, how long they have been on the list, how many mention dates have been set, etc., so that we would know the disposal rates. So this will give an accurate assessment, and from there, the government and the court management and the Chief Justice will be able to know what courts will need certain resources, etc., and how to address those cases.
So every court now has been equipped with that system.
All the parish courts, formerly resident magistrates courts, have been equipped. The Supreme Court is in progress, and the Court of Appeal has been equipped with the statistical system.
Yeah. What are the other initiatives which have been taken to deal with making the justice system more effective?
Well, several steps are being taken. Infrastructure, quite a bit of work has been done in terms of the infrastructure of the courts. The new Supreme Court building north was opened about 2 years ago. The registry moved over to the new building. So the capacity, additional criminal courts will be extended in the old Supreme Court building. There have also been work in terms of additional courts in St. Elizabeth and St. Thomas. And legislation has been implemented to expedite the process of cases in the courts. The preliminary inquiries are no longer being used. Committal proceedings have taken the place of those. Technology has been improved in the court system, and we're now looking at improving the processes in the courts.
In terms of mediation, how much progress has been made in terms of using that as a...
Well, quite a bit of progress has been made in the area of mediation. Mediation is another area of reform because that's an alternative method of resolving disputes. Mm-hmm. And in many jurisdictions, quite a few cases are disposed of in this way rather than all the cases going to trial. Because even in developed countries, their court system couldn't manage all the cases if they were to go to trial. Mm-hmm. So they find other ways or means of disposing of the cases. In the Supreme Court, every civil matter has to go to mediation before it is set for trial. And it has helped. Roughly 40% of the cases are completed by way of mediation in the Supreme Court. In the parish court, it is not mandatory as it is in the Supreme Court, but steps are being taken to improve and increase the use of mediation in the parish courts. Yeah.
What are some of the other initiatives under the very broad justice reform program?
Well, plea bargaining is a major initiative. Again, that's another way of disposing of some of the matters without going to trial. The use of technology is a major initiative. Digital recording, where evidence in the parish courts, formerly resident magistrates' courts, the judges take the evidence by hand. They handwrite the evidence. So the case can only go as fast as the judge can write. Mm-hmm. So there will be digital recording in those courts.
That's significant.
And also the transcripts of the case will be prepared quicker rather than someone, a shorthand writer, having to type out all of that to produce a transcript if it has to go on appeal or if for any reason the evidence has to be reviewed. Video link evidence.
Yes.
So witnesses do not necessarily have to come back to Jamaica if they have left. Vulnerable witnesses such as children can give evidence from a remote location. Those are some of the technology, electronic filing of documents. This will assist as well with speeding up matters. There have been amendments to the jury system, and that will continue again with a electronic jury management system. And additional legislation will be in place, as well as modernizing some of the processes in our courts.
Director of the Justice Reform Implementation Unit in the Ministry of Justice, Althea McBean, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.